I make a wonderful impression on me. I make a wonderful impression on me. Yes, I really do. I'm the only one who can make my world, my life, my experience, however I want it to be. I'm the only one that I can choose to be who I want. I'm the only one that can live in my life. I'm the only one. Now, how can I live in my life in a beautiful, fabulous, glorious way? How can I live in my life in a marvelous way, in a way that I say, I like me, I like me, I like me, and all is in divine order? How can I say that I am that? How can I live that every moment of my life? How can I be that every moment of my life? How can I express that every moment of my life? Well, by building good habits. By building good habits, by having good attitudes about myself all the time. By having good attitudes about myself all the time. By building good habits. Yes, then I have the ability to say, I like me, and I really like me. I'm happy, and I'm really happy. I'm filled with joy, and I'm filled with joy. I look at the world and I say, the world is very good. The world is wonderful. The world is perfect. Everybody who comes into my world is a glorious person. People come into my world and they have questions in their heart. They have questions on their mind. They have questions that say, hey, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do the other thing. I want to be who I am. I want to be who I am. I want to be the magic that I am. And they say that to me. And I say, you are. You are right now the magic that you say that you are. You are right now the joy that you say that you are. You are right now the beautiful being that you say you are. Right now, that's who you are. Yes. And that's all that you are. Because you have built a habit in you of saying, this is a wonderful world. I love everybody. I love everything. I have unconditional love for everybody. People think that pets have unconditional love for their owner. No. Pets are really pretty smart. Pets have unconditional love for themselves. They want to be petted. They want to be fed. They want to have joy. They want to be near their master. They want to have someone take responsibility for their life. They don't want to have to look out there and say, I got to do this and I got to do that. They want to look out there and say, I am perfect right now. I am wonderful. See how my master loves me? See how my master cares for me? See how my master plays with me and does things with me? Oh, my master doesn't let me do something that he doesn't want done, but I want to do all the things my master wants to do. Ho, that's what our pets say to us, and that's what our cats and our dogs and our gerbils and whatever kind of pet that we have. Stop and think about it. What is it that wild animals do? Wild animals want to be themselves and go off and do themselves, but then they figure out, hey, it's a lot easier having a human being take care of me. It's a lot easier having a human being feed me, a human being pet me, a human being keep me warm, give me a nice warm place to sleep, a nice lovely place to live. Hey, it's a lot easier to do that. So I'm going to be so lovable. I'm going to love myself so much that all beings love me. A cuddly baby is a baby that bills and coos all day. And you want to pet it. You want to hold it. You want to caress it. You want to love it. Yes. And a puppy dog is like that too. When a puppy dog is smiling and a puppy dog is wagging his tail, a puppy dog is being happy, you want to be part of it. I make a good impression, a wonderful impression on me. And that's what animals do. They make a wonderful impression on themselves. And that's what you do. You make a wonderful impression on yourself. Now, what kind of impression are you making on yourself? Are you making the impression on yourself that you are a beautiful person, a good person, a happy person, a joyous person? The dog comes in from the mud puddle, and he shakes the mud off and the water off. And then he comes over and he wants to be petted by you. with his sloppy wet body, and you pet him because he wants it and you love him. You love him so much, and you just pet him and you just caress him. And you don't care that your hands are getting wet doing this, because that cuddly puppy is wagging his tail and wanting to be close to you and wanting to love you. He is creating you as his way of showing the impression he's making on himself. He doesn't think he can do anything wrong. And, of course, you end up thinking that, too. He doesn't think he can do anything that is a problem in life. And you end up thinking that same thing. He ends up thinking that the world is a wonderful place to be, a fabulous place to be, a joyous place to be, a glorious place to be. And he ends up being that. And that's just the way it is. Did it take him a long time to figure this out? Did it take the puppy a long time to figure this out? Did it take the baby a long time to figure it out? It takes us a long time, it seems. But why do we do that? Why don't we just enter into it and be happy about it? Just flow with the magic of who we are. Flow with the magic of what our life is all about. Flow with it. And as we flow with it, we make good habits. Whenever we see a person, we just are smiling and happy, and that person smiles back at us because we're creating them smiling. Whenever we see a pet, we just think, hey, that's a lovely pet. No matter how that pet may be, we look at that pet with a love in our hearts, with a smile in our heart, and the pet melts. Whatever the pet may have thought a moment before, when it looks at us, it melts, and it feels so good. It feels so wonderful. It feels so fantastic because that's its nature. That's your nature to feel good and to feel fantastic. That's my nature to feel good, feel fantastic. I make a good impression on me. I make a wonderful impression on me. I make a glorious impression on me because the impression I make on me is one that says, this is a beautiful world I live in. This is a beautiful body I live in. This is a beautiful universe I live in. I'm surrounded by beautiful beings. I am unconditional love of myself first. And as I am unconditional love of myself, then that unconditional love radiates out from me to everyone. And everyone turns and says, I like that person. I don't know why, but I just like that person. I feel good around that person. I feel good in their presence. I feel good looking at them. I feel good seeing them and knowing them and acting in their presence. I'm happy, 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 happy. I'm happy in everything I do. And because this is a happy world. This is a happy life. This is who I am. Yes. This is who I am. I make a wonderful impression on me. I am unconditionally loving of me, and the world is unconditionally lovable. The world is unconditionally lovable because I love me unconditionally. I love me perfectly. If I feel something that stresses me a little bit, I take a deep breath and say, I relax, I have peace. I'm peace, I'm peace. No matter what goes on in my world, I am in charge. No matter what happens in my life, I am in charge, and I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it because it is me. You see, I have learned to make a good impression on myself. I have. I've learned to make a good impression on myself because when I make a good impression on myself, all the world is a good impression for me to look at. Dogs know how to make a good impression on people. They just wag their tail and they look up and they smile. And if your feeling isn't too happy toward them, they might nip you, but only because you're expressing outwardly some fear or some unhappiness. And you are the creator of your world, and you make a good impression on yourself and on everyone in your world. And you do it now, and forever, ever, ever more. I love you, I love you, I love you. You're wonderful, you're beautiful, you're good. You're my impression, you're my expression, you're my mirror of who I am.